After days of protests and condemnation from all over the world, the Supreme Court of Venezuela has reversed its ruling to strip Congress of all of its legislative powers. Since the court's ruling on Wednesday, Venezuelans and foreign governments have denounced the ruling, calling it a coup and referring to President Nicolas Maduro as a dictator. Early this morning, the court relented after President Maduro urged them to reconsider the ruling. So for more now, we're joined on the KCBS Newsline by Michael Shifter, president of the Inter-American Dialogue, a think tank focused on foreign affairs in the Western Hemisphere, and an adjunct professor of Latin American Studies at Georgetown University. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Now, there was a huge negative reaction to the court's initial ruling earlier this week, including, as we mentioned, protests, an outcry from the opposition party, and rebukes from all around the world. Is the reversal of this decision a victory for democracy?
Thank you, Melissa. I'm not sure it really is. I think that the government overplayed its hand. I think they calculated badly and didn't expect the reaction, both within Venezuela and especially internationally. And using words like coup and dictatorship are quite strong. And so they backed down on it. This doesn't change the fundamentals in Venezuela. The assembly still really has very little power. It's been stripped of its authority, and so it may still exist. It may still make laws, but they're not. But they're blocked by the Supreme Court, which is totally controlled by the executive. So I think this is a way to show to try to quiet down some of the criticism. And I think the government realized it really went too far. But I don't think the real fundamental problems and democratic problems in Venezuela are any better today than they were yesterday.
And let's talk a little bit more about those fundamentals. You just said the assembly in reality has very little power and that the court is basically controlled by the president. How did we get to this point?
Well, this was something that happened. This Chavismo, as it's called in name of Hugo Chavez, who started this in 1999, that we've seen the progressive elimination of any trappings of democracy. And the government has been very shrewd. So this has been a long process that started some 17 years ago in 1999 and with a new constitution. And eventually the government decided that this was the way that it was going to operate, that they were going to control the courts. They would pick court. They would pick people on the courts that were loyal to them. And they would centralize and concentrate power. They've done the same over the Electoral Council. The armed forces is also with the government now. And so the legislature won this great victory in December of 2015. It has a majority, but every time it tries to do something, it's completely nullified by the court. So that, I think, is, you know, that's been the story in Venezuela. That's been widely documented by human rights groups and other groups. And so this has been the strategy of this regime to stay in power.
If the international community reacted badly to this governmental overstep, as you characterize it, how much pressure can or is the international community putting on Venezuela in general for how its government operates?
Well, there's a meeting tomorrow that's been called by the Organization of American States to talk about the Venezuela problem. It was called before this backed off on this initial ruling, but it's going to go forward. There's clearly a widespread concern, deep concern. This is a severe, not only a democratic problem, but a humanitarian crisis. And people can't get access to basic goods. They're standing on long lines, and that really is quite a tragic situation. But what the international community could do, I think, is quite limited. There can be already the OAS has called for greater dialogue in Venezuela. They've called for the release of political prisoners. But these are exhortations to the government, which they so far have ignored. There can be other steps, like suspending Venezuela from the Organization of American States, which would be an extreme measure that would carry with it some sanctions. but I don't think politically the governments of the hemisphere are prepared to go that far at this point. And the United States has applied sanctions to senior Venezuelan officials, including the vice president of the country, for being involved in drug trafficking and the like. But again, these are measures that I think the government can withstand. There's a lot at stake for this government that's been in power for so long, that has made a lot of money either through oil or through criminal activity, and they're digging in, and there's no sign that they're prepared to give up power very easily.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. That's Michael Shifter, president of the Inter-American Dialogue and an adjunct professor of Latin American Studies at Georgetown.